Hey.
Should we get, let's turn on some microphones here.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll let you do the introduction.
Well, it's our old friend Caitlin Shook here.
Our old friend?
I am old.
Old. Okay, let's look at that adjective for a moment.
All right. I'm proud. Proud to have made it this far.
She is our old friend. How's that? Double old.
Yeah, sure.
Caitlin Shook is in the studio. If you only listen to this radio, station, you know her as part of the staff of the Panada Theater, but also a member of Side Boob, but probably her most notorious role is as one of the Shook twins. Which
one?
The left one.
Yeah, nice.
Are you older or Lori?
I'm older, yeah.
By how much?
I'm the old one.
Couldn't you tell?
Yeah, you're the old one. Yeah. You're the old one. By how much?
1 minute.
Mm-hmm. 1 minute.
Yeah.
I just thought it would be neat with twins. Mm-hmm. Like if you were born at 11:59, mm-hmm. like on a Sunday, and your sister was
on
born
New Year's Eve.
Oh, ooh.
I think that's happened. I mean,
mm-hmm. wouldn't that be way too cool? Yeah, Not only do you celebrate different days, but different years.
Yeah.
So. Oh, wrap your mind around that.
Yeah.
By 1 minute. Cool. Do you hold that over her?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Okay, yeah. Hey, listen, I'm the older one. Yeah, listen to me.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I know some twins socially, and I think that there is a certain, there still is that sort of older sibling, younger sibling dynamic, even though they are
we don't,
the same age.
Yeah. We don't realize it, but yeah, we do that as an experiment a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Almost always when people meet us for the first time, mm-hmm. they always ask, who's older? And we always say, guess. And they always guess me within hanging mm-hmm. out with us for just a couple minutes.
I'd be sort of curious, Caitlin, in terms of, I'm sure there's statistics, but what's the average span of time between when twins are born?
It's usually more.
I was going to say, a minute's quick.
We were C-section, that's why.
Okay, a minute's quick.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, but I'd be sort of uh-huh. curious to know, I'm sure there's data out there that it's 8 minutes or something like that. It'd be, where you really do have, but a minute
seems negligible.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's not.
and you don't let her forget it.
Mm-hmm. I built a snowman yesterday.
Good for you.
Yes, out of nowhere.
And did you have help?
I did. It was kind of a leafy snowman because it's this. I did not go picking up all the individual leaves in my yard. So as I was rolling the snowball, it was kind of still picking up the fallen leaves. But that's how I rang in the first snow of the year. That and fondue for dinner. Just become a little bit of a tradition.
Did you invite the snowman in?
He had been destroyed. He had been destroyed and rebuilt a few times. That was the snowman enjoyed being built and then knocked over.
When you mentioned that, I think mm-hmm. of Calvin and Hobbes and the snowman. And I mean, what a whole series of just neat panels. And if you get a chance to track them down, I'm sure you can on the internet. Just put in Calvin and Hobbes and snowmen. And
I want to say we got a message from our fellow KRFY host, Chris Bessler, who tells us that, yes, it's official. Schweitzer opens tomorrow, November 22nd, as revealed on KRFY's morning show on Tuesday. Well, how about that?
There we go.
And did you guys celebrate that first snow at all? Or just look out gloomily?
I looked out happily.
Happily, good.
I grinned. Mm-hmm. That's how I celebrated.
Yeah, me too. Felt like it was living in a snow globe a little bit during the day yesterday.
Well, we got the garlic in, so let it snow. I think that was the signal. The garlic went in last weekend, so that means it's okay now to let and say, and you know, now it's going to disappear until next spring, and I just find that fascinating. Wrap your mind around that.
There's much to discuss about.
Let's do it.
The winter season.
Why is Caitlin here?
But yes, that's what I want to get to. Is Caitlin, what brings you in today as a Shook twin? What's coming up on the Shook twins' entertainment calendar?
Well, we have our Giving Thanks shows, our annual Giving Thanks shows. We're very excited. It's our favorite time of the year, really.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never really been part of a tour because it's right after Thanksgiving. And so it kind of breaks up a tour cycle. So we always just do these as little one-offs. A weekend up in North Idaho, we play Bonner's Ferry the Friday after Thanksgiving. And then the Panada on the Saturday. And we've been doing it for 12 years.
Wow.
12 years, okay.
Actually 14, because we started it outside of the Panada. We started them in the when it was the tunnel. Remember that bar downstairs?
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The tunnel?
That's where we first started in 2010.
What do you mean, downstairs? Oh, you mean on the next block down?
In the burned down building.
Yeah, right. It doesn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So that's where it started.
I was never down there. Was that a neat venue to play?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Big?
No. Just
more intimate?
Yeah. Yeah, but it was a cool venue. It had actually a stage and a sound system and stuff.
I remember that. Yeah. You're flashing me back there, Caitlin.
It was called the tunnel.
Yeah, first it was the tunnel, then it was Three Glasses, then it was this Downtown Crossing moved down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was several things over. Yeah, the name kept changing, but it was always the same.
So a couple years down there?
Yeah, so officially started in 2010, so it's been 14 years.
It was at the time the only true dive bar. In town, you have to go down the stairs, and there are no windows. Mm-hmm. Now there's Baxter's Back Door, I guess, has taken that mantle.
Yes.
For a while, we didn't have one at all.
We underground.
Yep.
That adds to the charm. Yeah. Has the show, outside of the fact that we've all aged in 10, 12 years, has the show stayed the same as well as changed? I know that there's more people up on the stage.
Yes. Yeah, it's the way it stayed the same, I'd say, is that we always bring friends to open up the show and play with us. It's a huge collaboration night. Mm-hmm. And then the way it's grown is just grown with our music, I guess. We've had different versions of different bands throughout these 14 years, and we've had, just bigger and better friends that come that have graced the stage with us, and people, more talented friends we've made, and it's grown in size. I mean, it's been selling out for the past, I think, 8 Wonderful. Years straight. So that's been really awesome. And yeah.
How about the playlist? Any staples that you, no matter what year, is there a song that, the Shookies are doing that again?
Not really. We like to mix it up. There's a few of our hits, in quotes, mm-hmm. when you can say that. It's hard to say that when you're a small indie band. But there's a few that we usually play over and over again. But this year, actually, we're not going to do too many recycled ones. We have a lot of new ones and a lot of, older songs, but not necessarily the hits. But no, we'll play the hits. Never mind. Come and hear the hits.
Are you going to venture at all into Side Boob?
last year we did. That's kind of how I feel like maybe Sandpoint had a little taste of what Side Boob was. We did a little taste, and we had all the girls on. Side Boob is an all-female project that we have, a side project based out of Portland. And but it can really exist anywhere. It's just when all women are on stage together playing 90s pop hits.
And by women.
By women, yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so we don't plan on doing any Side Boob this time, but it's always in our hearts. Mm-hmm. And our boobs are always up there, so.
this would be...
You can follow that up, Jack.
Yeah, okay. The show is right after Thanksgiving, and have you always played Bonner's Ferry as well?
Yeah.
Okay. How's the Bonner's Ferry performance go? Is it different than the one you do in Sandpoint, and how does the vibe shift from Bonner's Ferry to Sandpoint? It's very, even like talking about the audience and everything about it.
Yeah, it's a pretty different set. This year especially will be very different because Laurie and I are going to play Bonner's just as a duo, which we haven't really done in Sandpoint. I don't even remember when.
Yeah.
We love doing that. It's really fun to strip it down, and Laurie does a lot more looping and beatboxing and stuff. So it's really cool and unique. But usually we do bring the band up, and it's a very different vibe because it's very quaint up there, and it's very sweet. And I think the capacity is only like 120 120, 130.
Yeah, I was going to ask that, the yeah. size of the audience.
Yeah, so it's a lot smaller and smaller, just less production because they don't have the lights and the sound that the Panda has, and we don't have the money to bring it up there. Mm-hmm. It's a smaller budget show, but it's so sweet, and it's always just like a very homey, just quaint and yeah. really nice. Mm-hmm. We love it.
I've never been to the Pearl Theater.
Oh, it's adorable.
I haven't either.
Oh, it's so cute. You have to. So cool.
Yeah, I've been hearing about it for forever.
It feels like a little dollhouse inside.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's an old historic church. It's very old, but it doesn't feel that old. It's really cool.
Well, maybe that's what I should do. I should go to the Pearl this year.
Yeah.
Instead of coming to the Panda show. Why not both?
Come on up.
Yeah.
How are ticket sales for the Panda show?
It's good. They're right on track to selling out like we always do.
So. And how they are up in Bonner's Ferry?
I don't. I haven't checked.
Okay. Okay.
But we usually sell that one out too. So get on it if you're going to go.
Is this, and then you guys play together this time around, and then is that, do you play again until, I don't know, is it not until next, like, kind of next festival season, next summer, that you get back together and start playing acts again?
We have a tour in January.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
But this kind of smack dab in the middle, we haven't done any band shows since September, so it's always like a nice little reunion for us too, and especially a reunion for we're bringing some of our best friends' Handmade Moments. Have you guys ever heard of them?
No.
I'm writing that down right now. Handmade Moments.
We should play some of their music today, too.
Okay.
They're incredible. They're a duo out of New Orleans, and we've been really close friends for years and years now. We toured together and played festivals together and collaborated together. We actually did a track together, which I would like to play if we could today.
We can track that down. Yeah.
We can track it down.
Track that track.
Go on.
And they're incredible. They're Anna and Joel, and they are an acoustic duo. They do a lot of beatboxing as well, and it's so cool. They each beatbox, and they'll just pass it. It's like, so like mid-song, one will be beatboxing and one will be singing, and just like the seamless transition that they pass the beatbox and then he will start beatboxing and she'll start singing, and then they'll do it again when she plays the horn, or when he plays tuba, she plays an amazing huge alto sax and normal sax and clarinet, and they have upright bass, guitar, mandolin. They're incredible, and they're really folky. They're pretty political and edgy sometimes, and get you riled up, but then they also soften you and make you cry. They're the best.
For some of our listeners out there, what is a beatbox?
Oh, good question. It's what Lori does too. It's I'm really bad at it, but I can try. It's when you make drum sounds with your mouth. So it's like, I'm really bad at it, but
ooh,
better than me.
That was excellent, my dear.
Oh wow, you're easily impressed.
So beatbox. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when you do it into a microphone in a big system, it can sound real fat, like a huge drum kit. I mean, it doesn't quite sound like a drum kit.
So it's percussion with your mouth.
Uh-huh, yeah. And it's hard to do.
Well, I've seen sometimes people slap their cheeks and get different sounds that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So Lori is the beatboxer.
Yeah, she started that in high school.
Oh, my gosh.
And so she does that a lot more when we have a duo set. She'll make a beat, so we, because we don't have our drummer, she'll make a cool beat and loop that, and we'll play on top of it, and it's really cool.
Should we play a song?
Sure.
You want to do that?
Let's go for it.
I can look up, while we're playing this song, we can look up.
Oh, let's do. Are you going to do what we talked about?
What is that called? Let's see if I can find it real quick.
The track that we did with Handmade Moments? Yeah, it's called High Class Woman.
Okay.
Whoa.
All right. I'm going to find it. We're going to find it.
Okay. So in the meantime, more data about the show here in Panada, or, you know, bring in Bonner's Ferry, the dates and the times.
Yeah. So Bonner's will be Friday, November 29th at 7:30, and Sandpoint at the Panada Saturday at 7:30.
And tickets are available online?
Yeah. At both of their websites, but not for long.
But not for long. So get them and hang on to them.
Okay. High Class Woman featuring the Shook Twins by Moments. Here we go. Found it that way.
With a beatbox.
Okay.
No, this one doesn't have a beatbox. Actually, it does in the very beginning. You'll hear it.
Okay.
I think it's Lori beatboxing.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. We'll find out. And we'll be back. Talk more about about the big show, about the holidays, and you know, whatever else is on our mind. So stay tuned for the morning show here on 88.5 KRFY. More with Caitlin Shook after this musical interlude. Yeah, that was abrupt. You're listening to The Morning Show here on 88.5 KRFY, and we're talking to Caitlin Shook about the upcoming Giving Thanks show, or series, pair of shows, I guess, one in Bonner's Ferry, one here in Sandpoint, on the days after Thanksgiving, Friday and Saturday night. The Sandpoint show is on Saturday night, and historically sells out pretty much every time.
Yes, so, it's very exciting.
Yeah, you're going to want to get your tickets. And that was Handmade Moments and the Shook Twins playing together. Handmade Moments are going to be there at this show on Saturday night.
At both shows, yeah.
At both shows, yeah. Okay.
And speaking of giveaway, there's a raffle that's going to be taking place. Well, that's been, tickets have been selling, but can you say a little bit more about that?
Yeah, the Panada is doing a little fundraising raffle, and thanks to Schweitzer, they gave us a season pass to give away.
And that's a chunk of change.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, when you get it, if you buy it now, it's like, that's like, what, $1,200, $1,400?
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, so we are raffling off a Schweitzer season pass, and we've started selling them last weekend at the Panada birthday party concert. And so you can get them this weekend. We have the International Fly Fishing Film Festival on Friday the 22nd. You can buy your raffle tickets in the lobby then. And then you can get them at our show on the 30th. And Lori and I will draw the winner from stage on the 30th at our show.
Cool. What, does the winner need to be present?
They don't, but it would be a lot cooler if you were.
Oh, absolutely. You're running down to the stage. Ooh, yeah, you picked me.
It'd be
me,
way
you
more
me.
Exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, you have two more opportunities to buy them in person at the Panada in the lobby on the 22nd at the film festival, the Fly Fishing Film Festival, and at our show.
And they're not on sale online.
They aren't. But tickets are.
Let's talk about the other Shook twin. Where's Lori? What gives, Caitlin? How come you're here and she's not?
Good question. She just flew out yesterday to meet up with John Craigie.
Hey.
And be the backup singer for his little, our band is actually on tour with John Craigie right now for his West Coast tour.
Okay.
He's been taking them out. It's been awesome because we've been kind of in a lull, just not really wanting to tour super hard at the moment, and for personal family reasons. So it's been really wonderful, and our band's having a great time with Craigie. They get work, he gets a band, and he just enjoys taking them out. And so sometimes Lori will join up and get to be backup singer. So she's in Vancouver with them tonight, and then two nights in Seattle.
Oh, wow.
Okay. This is like the Portland, Oregon, what did they call it? The Wrecking Crew. Sort of, you know, just sort of.
They get passed around.
Passed around. Okay. They play with everybody.
So will John be here for the Thanksgiving concerts?
Unfortunately, no. He's been taking a couple years off, and we're sad about it. But his father passed away a couple years ago, so his family, his mom and his sisters, really enjoy having him for Thanksgiving. Okay. So it's a little hard for him to get back up here, but he'll be he'll be back some year. We promise.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, when will Lori return? Will she be here in time for Turkey Day?
Oh yeah, she's going to come back on Sunday.
What do you guys? Monday. What do you guys do for for Thanksgiving?
Oh, we have a wonderful big dinner with at our parents' house, and it's been we haven't missed a Thanksgiving with our parents our entire lives. It's really cute.
Oh, is that cool or what?
Yeah, it's kind of our Christmas. Christmas and Thanksgiving. We've never been apart from our parents. Yeah, we have a really wonderful tradition where we just have a big family and friends hang. A lot of times our friends come, and our tradition is to go around the table, and we hold a stick that we got from this Maasai tribe that came and visited Sandpoint at one point, and it was a really great memory. And everybody holds the Maasai, that's a African tribe, the Maasai stick, and they tell the table what they're thankful for.
Oh, that's very wholesome.
It is wholesome. And there's a lot of tears. Uh-huh. It's really sweet.
I struggle with that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I don't, going around the table and expressing yourself, saying something like that.
You could also just say, I'm thankful for my dog, which is what our niece and nephew does a lot.
I could do that.
It's very Norman Rockwell-ish.
Yeah.
You know, what a wonderful tradition.
Yeah, it's really sweet.
And where is, do I dare ask, where the Maasai stick is kept? Like, and do they, is it like in the turkey roasting pan? You know, like, are you like, where is it now this year?
No, it's on our mantle.
Okay, cool. After the Shook Twins and the weekend after Thanksgiving, briefly, what's heading into the Panada in December?
Oh, yeah, we got a lot. December is crazy full. As usual at the Panada.
Mm-hmm.
We got a Christmas movie on the 6th. That's going to start us off. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. $5, bring your fam. And then on the 7th, we have a Celtic Christmas concert with the Gothard Sisters. Christmas with the Gothard. We have two Celtic Christmassy concerts, which is interesting. We'll see how, and they're both selling very well because Sandpoint loves Celtic music.
It's very interesting. I have noticed that.
Yeah. So the 7th, we have the Gothard Sisters. They're three beautiful ladies that they're a little more upbeat. They kind of do drumming and they do a little dancing themselves and have some originals, but it's mostly Christmas music. Mm-hmm. And then on the 10th, we have Everdream Sound of Ireland, and they've come the past 2 years for Christmas too, and they're more classical. They have a soprano and a harpist and a violin, and so more classical Christmas. So it's they're quite different, but
is
both
Everdream,
three ladies
is Everdream from the across the pond?
Yeah, they are actually Irish. Yeah,
okay.
And the Gothard Sisters are American, but they pull it off great.
They do. No, I mean the music is wonderful. I met the Gothard Sisters here at the radio station last year, and I have to say I was a little disappointed when they came up and they were American.
I know.
I was like, I was so excited to ask about, how are things back in Ireland and stuff like that. And it's like, oh, we're from Washington State, I think.
Pacific
Northwest.
Pacific Northwest.
Yeah. Anyway, we didn't have a great deal of a world of difference between our life experiences. I kind of had expected, but that's okay. The music is still great. That's the Gothard Sisters on the 7th.
Nice.
Cool. Yes, it is a busy time of year at the Panada Theater.
Mm.
I'm going to say also it is. I guess now is as good a time as any to remind folks that KRFY is having our own little holiday celebration on December 6th. And we're in competition with that Christmas movie on December 6th. We'll be down the street at Sandpoint Community Hall. And music featuring, we got Beth Peterson, Josh Headland, the Sandpoint High School Choir, Brandon Kelty, Michelle Gonzalez, the Carolers, and some very special mystery guests. Plus,
wonder who that could be.
I don't know. original readings by Emily Erickson, Jen Jackson Capuano, Amy Midstoke. In the band, Paul Gunter, Justin Landis, Liam McCoy. There's and there is more to come, but that's what I have written down on my note card here. So,
well, on the poster it says live music by local artists, winter campfire stories from local writers, radio drama, humor, merriment, and good cheer.
We're cooking up something special in the radio drama category. Andrew Sorg is going to come to town, if you're aware of him.
Mm-hmm.
And Amy Midstoke is going to be in that crew, and we're going to kind of, I think there'll be some It'll be fun to listen to if you want to just tune in to 88.5 KRFY on the 6th at 7 o'clock, or you can come down and see the show in
on
person.
Friday, December yes. the 6th, Sandpoint Community Hall, 7 to 9.
Go to our website, KRFY.org, if you want to get tickets to that event. They're cheap. They're $10.
Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll be there.
Hey, Jim's going to be there. Okay. you can meet Jim. Actually, you can meet a number of the KRFY DJs.
We're trying to get, I can't wait to meet him.
A bunch of folks in. Let's see. Let me just continue. We'll just skip it around here with no real subject matter in sight. But Jim, what do you got planned for Thanksgiving? We're going to be on the radio with a pre-recorded conversation with Marsha Pilgrim, the Sandpoint Eater, and then we'll play. This is next Thursday, Thanksgiving Day.
Are we going to be here?
Well, no, we're not going to be here, but we'll record a conversation with Marsha Pilgrim.
Your voices will be here.
Our voices will be here, so you can tune in and hear
but,
us.
But not our physical presence.
But we're not physically going to be here. Where are you going to be on Thanksgiving, and what do you do?
We're going to be doing a turkey and all the... We don't have a Maasai stick, though.
No.
You should get one.
I'll fly out tomorrow.
Do you do the whole spread? Turkey,
yes.
Potatoes, mm-hmm. stuffing?
And I take great... I brine mm-hmm. the turkey mm-hmm. overnight. Mm-hmm. And we've been watching on Bon Appetit, and they mm-hmm. gathered around 10 or 15 of their local show hosts, and mm-hmm. they started with, you know, what kind of turkey? You know, you had the one store-bought, and then you had the free-range one, and then you had the organic one. And then mm-hmm. they started fixing them, and, you know, they tasted it. And then they went down to brine, no brine, a dry mm-hmm. brine, or, you know, a liquid one. And mm-hmm. it's sort of been fascinating to hear them talk about the differences.
Yeah.
I mean, but of course, you know, they'd be doing three or four turkeys at a time in this huge... You know, mm-hmm. we do just one at a time. And what did we do last year? Oh, I don't remember.
No, you never remember yeah. what you did last year.
Oh, it was so good. What did we do to get that crusty skin?
You must brine. Yeah. I think brine is important.
It retains, keeps mm-hmm. the bird retains the moisture, but also we put it in a bag.
Mm.
And
never done the bag.
Yeah, we do a bag, and it comes out really juicy. But I wonder if we didn't put it in a bag, you know, like, what did we do last year, you know, that sort of thing.
I'm sorry, you're saying you put it inside of a bag,
yeah,
and then the bag goes in the oven.
Yeah, turkey bag, special kind of plastic,
you know, and it the meat, you know, I mean,
I should try that.
Yeah, I remember
it just
growing
always
up,
makes it juicy no matter what.
Juicy no matter what. You know, and another thing I saw on one of the cooking shows, you take the wooden handle of a wooden spoon or something, and you ooch the skin from the turkey and you cram that full of butter.
Oh yes.
Is that a real word?
Well, it should be if it isn't. But you guys know what I meant. Right?
I do. Yeah.
You know, you
with
separate
your hand motion.
Oh well. I'll do it next, close to the microphone, and they can see it. Mm-hmm. But and just put in tons of butter.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, and then you take the skin and put it back over. But the bag, you know, where you can mm-hmm. get it at any grocery store.
I've never tried the bag, but the butter under the skin trick. I haven't cooked a full turkey in mm-hmm. years, but I used to ooch the skin. And do the butter. That was my trick.
But you know, what I love about a turkey is that the leftovers,
yeah.
you know, the mm-hmm. the shepherd's pies, the casserole.
My mom always makes turkey enchiladas.
Ooh.
Leftover.
Turkey Hello. Enchiladas. Hello.
So good.
What's the day? And it'll be over.
The next day.
Oh, cool. You know, or the soup, you know, even mm-hmm. when you get that ratty looking carcass, you know, mm-hmm. that, you know, just throw it in a pot, you know, a couple of onions and let it just stew for and then pull the bones out. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. the soup and just all sorts of good stuff. So the meal that keeps on giving.
Mm-hmm.
And while we're talking about that, let's not forget the food bank.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Bonner Community Food Bank, you know, at this time of year, looking for turkeys. We had Debbie Love in last Thursday. And let's keep in mind that there are other tables that are not as blessed as ours.
Mm-hmm.
And so keep the food bank in mind.
Do yeah. they? You just go straight to the direct to the food bank and you can drop off.
Yep, drop off donations at the food bank, and I think there are some stores that have.
They'll probably have throughout. Yeah, for the next, especially I would think over the weekend there will be parked outside the grocery store, sort mm-hmm. of a spot mm-hmm. where you can put it. But I don't have that. In the exact information in front of me right now.
But picking yeah. up what Caitlin said, you just go out North Boyer, the mm-hmm. second set of railroad tracks, the first left, and follow the signs out there and mm-hmm. Drop it off. You know, and ever so thankful.
Mm-hmm. Anything strange on your Thanksgiving table, Jim? Anything that you wouldn't find on mine, for example? You do macaroni and cheese? It's done. People it's do done. It. It is done.
The revolt.
Yeah. The revolt. You know, I make a special kind of, not stuffing, but dressing that I put in apricots and Ooh. Things like that. And where the meal afterwards, you know, you just slice it up and put it between two pieces of bread. You know, yeah. I put sausage in the dressing and little things like that. But I just love, you know, sort of like, you know, I hope we don't get any invites this year. I hope we don't get any invites because I want the leftovers. I mean, as great it is to go over to a friend's house or a family member's house, you know, you just don't get the leftovers.
It's true.
Yeah. You know? I had a couple.
How about, what are the Petersons doing?
This year we're going up to my brother-in-law's place, and so it'll be my in-laws and then my in-laws as well. You know,
that in-laws.
We're part of the
in-laws once removed.
we're kind of part of that. We're not the nucleus of the nuclear family this year. We're part of the outskirts, the relatives.
Okay. Which kinda is nice. It takes the pressure actually. Off.
And we are cooking. I mean, I think I am usually in charge of cranberries and mashed potatoes.
Ooh.
I'm thinking buttermilk this year in the mashed potatoes.
Wise move.
I've never done that before.
Wise move.
I usually just throw in like a stick of butter and then cream and garlic and stuff like
we
that.
We rice our potatoes. You know, we put them through a ricer and
I've tried that and enjoyed it, but also I find it to be a bit of a pain.
Oh,
ricing.
Yeah,
I can't describe the instrument. It's got handles on it.
It's like a
flat thing, and you push them through a grating.
It's a press. It's almost like a spaghetti maker or a garlic press or something, but large enough to fit a potato. And you can squeeze the whole potato right there.
Yeah, and it makes it more light and fluffy.
So they say.
And, I understand your mom is listening.
My mother's too.
Any Thanksgiving memories around the Peterson table growing up?
We had all the what I would consider the traditional stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we had anything that unusual other than we did what I would say for one thing particularly on the Peterson side of the Peterson family, my father's side, nothing exceeds like excess. And we did one year, my uncle Tuck did three turkeys. One in the oven, one on the grill, and one in the deep fryer to compare.
Oh, I've never had a deep fried turkey.
Me either. I really want to.
Tell us more about it.
The deep fryer,
it's life threatening, apparently.
Right, dangerous. It was, I think the deep fried one, well, as they say, it's, you know, it's juicier and it was good. It's good. The skin is good. And this was a long time ago. I kind of only barely remember it. I don't remember it making so much of a difference that you'd say, let's do it every year.
How do you
year.
Make gravy from that?
Yeah. Oh, good point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good
point.
What we're seeing now on television is for a turducken, you know, turkey, duck, and chicken. Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever had that?
No.
Nope. I would also, one other thing I just remembered that I'm going to make, but I don't tell anybody about it, is Watergate salad. It's disgusting.
What?
It's, you might know it as that green stuff that used to be on the tables in like the 1990s. I think it was popular in the 70s, and hence the name. But it is Cool Whip, pistachio Jell-O,
coconut, mix, coconut. pistachio,
pineapple, and nuts, and you just it's popular among children, and
sounds
and
like the, dessert.
The gentler palates, I would say, appreciate the Watergate salad, and I have been basically forbidden from bringing it anywhere. But I do bring it anyway. I sneak it onto the table. Ooh. I have to make it in
secret
the night before and keep it in a cooler and like wrap it up and put it, just sneak it into the bag. And yes.
Nope. Watergate's. So if we Googled Watergate salad.
That's what you'd find. I think when I grew up, we just called it green fluff.
Green fluff.
Yeah. It's, I want to say like.
Heck with the turkey. Heck with the potatoes.
Probably
you know?
This sounds like something like my Aunt LaVon made or something maybe. Great Aunt LaVon. I think it's very, it's everything's, you know, canned, preserved food. It's nothing fresh in there at all. Mm-hmm. It's just, very.
Gross.
Yeah. Very gross. That's right. Caitlin, how about you? What's on, I'm getting word that riced potatoes are the best.
Okay.
There we go. So rice, baby.
Rice. Yeah.
Rice, baby.
Caitlin, you mentioned the Maasai stick. That's unusual.
Yeah, it's very unusual. But in terms of food, we're pretty standard.
Mm-hmm.
I usually make the green bean salad.
Or
casserole, not salad.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh, do you put onion, crisp onions on top? Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Sometimes I do it like crisp them myself, but that's a lot of work. French's is great.
And slivered almonds in? Wow.
And instead of the Campbell's mushroom soup, I use this really nice organic portobello bisque. It's very nice. It's fancy.
Portobello bisque.
Yeah, it's very fancy.
And that's your country. How about Lori? What's Lori's skill set?
She does sweets and beets.
Sweets and beets.
Mm-hmm. Sweet potatoes, beets, garlic, onions.
Uh-huh.
Is it mushed together or?
Just like big chunks. Roasted potatoes.
Beets.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Roots. Root vegetables.
Root vegetables.
Chunks.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Sweets and beets.
Mm-hmm. Sweets and beets and a green bean casserole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One thing I do want to mention is tomorrow night. At the Sandpoint Community Hall, there is a girl dance. And that is Growing Up, I Really Love. It's a fun night. Spend a fun night with your daughter. There will be a photo booth, snacks, dessert, Sand Creek DJ. This event is held from 6:30 to 9 at the Sandpoint Community Hall. Dancing with people you love is awesome. It's sponsored by the Sandpoint Girl Scout Troop, 2132, and there's a suggested donation. But I just think that is just as neat as can be.
Yeah, that's
a special night out and for a parent with a daughter and to dance. It's like a date.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just had to mention that tomorrow night at the Sandpoint Community Hall, 6:30, as it says, 6:30 to 9.
Mm-hmm. You know, you start talking about Thanksgiving, and the hour just goes by. I thought we'd play like 3 or 4 Shook Twins songs this hour, and we could
close out with a couple.
I think we should, but I'm going to run down the other current events going on. We already said the International Fly Fishing Film Festival is this weekend at the Panda Theater.
Where you could get your raffle ticket for your Schweitzer ski pass.
There you go.
And that is tomorrow night, the 22nd. And it begins at doors open at 7.
Mm-hmm.
Doors at 6, I think. Right? Hmm?
It says here, I'm looking at doors open at 7. I'm looking at Sandpoint Online. But if 7 o'clock is when it starts, then 6 o'clock would be when the doors
earlier.
Open.
Mm-hmm.
Doors at 6, show at 7.
Aha.
We need to talk with Chris.
Yeah.
Chris!
Okay.
Proceeds benefit the Mayfly Project. Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I guess trout go crazy over mayfly.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey bingo on Friday, November 22nd at Sandpoint High School. And then on Saturday, November 23rd as well. The first 10 games from noon to 2 p.m. And then the second 10 games from 2 to 4 p.m. So turkey bingo out at Sandpoint High School. I'm imagining that's probably like in the cafeteria. The Sandpoint Lions Club hosts this annual kickoff for the 2024 Toys for Tots program.
I've never been good at bingo. Have you guys been good at bingo?
I don't think I've ever played it.
I don't think it's something you can really be good at, Jim.
Well, I know that there's a lot of disappointment in my life whenever I play bingo.
Mm-hmm.
I have envy looking at other people's cards while I'm playing my own.
Yeah, and, I guess it's all in the card selection.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, I was just wondering if you guys have mm-hmm. bingo envy and bingo disappointment.
Not really.
Okay.
It's the kind of thing I struggle with.
Yeah. Carousel.
Start. It's fun.
The Carousel of Smiles, their fun fair, is out at the Bonner County Fairgrounds this weekend as well. It is from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. You can go check out the Carousel of Smiles. It will be on display all day long, as well as meet a bunch of local nonprofits.
The Panada will be there.
KRFY will be there. Okay. You guys got anything going on in your booth? You do anything, any activities or anything
I'm
like that?
I'm not sure. Okay. I have not been in the loop, but I know they'll be there.
We're going to try and set up a little mini radio studio there and have people who stop by record little snippets that we can play on the air. Like if you want to be one of the voices who says you're listening to 88.5 KRFY.
Cool.
You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we love all kinds of voices, young children, as well as grandparents.
Yes. So come on down and be
on the air.
Of our voices. We'll be there. The Panada will be there. I think 20, 30 more local nonprofits are going to be there and a bunch of activities as well. So there you go. The curtain draw for the carousel is at 11 a.m., but the event opens at 10. And there you go. thecarouselofsmiles.org. And you have to know how to spell carousel to get there. CAROUSEL.
Well done.
Yes.
Well done, Jack.
Well, it's in front of me. Mm-hmm. the Cottage Market is teaming up with the San Quentin Center at First Lutheran Church on November 23rd and on the 30th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. So local merchants selling their holiday wares and other kind of stuff. Still skilled trades, artists, bakers, and more. And this is to support the local teens. It'll be at First Lutheran Church. There is much more going on, of course. Let's talk a little bit about the Shook Twins again before we end the show. First of all, you guys are working on any new stuff, new material? Is there going to be a new Shook Twins album coming out? Cassette tape, CD, that
yes,
kind of thing?
Actually.
You are?
But okay. We don't know when. I mean, we've recorded it a year ago.
Oh.
That's the way of bands sometimes, where it just takes a long time to figure out your plan of how to release it and whatnot, and just life plans as well. But yeah, we have recorded new music. We're planning on releasing a single in January before we go out on tour.
Okay.
So when you say that it's been in the can since last December, mm-hmm. what's happening to it? Is there a record producer who mm-hmm. is, ooh, too much beatbox on this, we need to tone that down? I mean, what goes on during?
Well, yeah, we've taken our time. It's still in the mixing process, and Bart Budwig mm-hmm. is mixing it. He's an amazing producer,
yeah.
mixing mm-hmm. artist. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we recorded it at his studio in Enterprise, Oregon. It's an old theater called the OK Theater.
Cool.
So it's kind of like the Panada, but way more rundown and way more haunted. And it was mm-hmm. so it's a really cool space to make music in. So yeah, we've been just taking our sweet time, passing it back and forth, and taking months in between. But we'll mm-hmm. re-listen to mm-hmm. it and like, oh, actually, I think these vocals need to come down. So that's what mixing is. You're just adjusting all the levels of everything and making sure it's right. So we tend to do that. We take our sweet, sweet time making it just perfect, mm-hmm. and then we'll come up. We're starting to have the plans of when and how to release it. But
okay, but a single release in January.
Yes.
Cool.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say, you know, back in the day when you'd have a single release, what's on the flip side, you know? Mm-hmm. And there's no flip side to these
some
days.
Some people do it like that.
The B-side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The B-side.
You can still have, yeah.
People still do that. Digital B-side.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Theoretical.
Uh-huh. Let's see. We do have, I believe we have all of the Shook Twins. Well, do we have... let's say we have most of the Shook Twins CDs in the library, and I can also look up anything you want. I see the promoted single right now on the website is a Joni Mitchell cover.
Mm, yeah.
That's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. We play that.
Yeah. Which one?
Case of You.
Ooh, from the Blue Album.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah,
that was one of the best ever.
It's a neat, the graphic, the art that goes along with it is kind of cool too. A little flavors of that, the Blue Album cover. Mm-hmm. It's the two of you in blue light.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Our faces overlapping. Yeah, it's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, play that one.
Should
that's
do
our
that?
That's our most recently released thing.
Okay.
So it's just a duo version.
Cool. Okay, should we do it?
Do it. Do it. And then after that, Bird Note, for sure.
Okay, that's it. The Giving Thanks show with the Shook Twins is on the 30th of November here in Sandpoint at the Panada Theater. Or if you want to go up and check them out at the Pearl in Bonner's Ferry, that would be on the 29th. The 2 days after Thanksgiving are the Shook Twins Giving Thanks shows. Okay, here's Case of You, a cover of a Joni Mitchell song by the aforementioned Shook Twins. Thanks so much for being here, Caitlin.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to see you this morning.
We'll see you on the 30th, everybody.
Just before our love. Map of Canada.